Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
It's Friday, and it's 3:30. That means it's game time on Chuck and Chernoff. Today, we are playing What's in My Mouth? And now, your host, a man who's had his cousin's tongue in his mouth, Matt Chernoff.
No, that was Hoyt.
No, that was my step-cousin.
Hoyt had his cousin's tongue in his
mouth. Hey, it's Grant. I've never been so excited to see Grant.
That was my step-cousin.
Okay, but you still had her tongue in your mouth.
It was step. It was not related.
So you had your cousin's step tongue in your mouth. Okay.
Thank you.
Not me. My cousin's tongue nowhere near my mouth. So here's what we're going to do today. We're going to play What's in Your Mouth. We have a bunch of food items that we are going to essentially do some taste tests with Chuck Oliver.
Yeah, boy.
And Dan Matthews, who both have, and Chuck has already put the blindfold on. He looked very comfortable doing it, knows his way around it. Who's going to be feeding these gentlemen? BJ is going to be doing that? Okay. So we're going to welcome in callers to play along with us, and here's what's going to happen.
How's this work?
Well, all you have to do is taste stuff. You're fine. Let us do the heavy
lifting. I'm apprehensive about this. Dr. Miller told me I should try things like this that I shouldn't just immediately.
Oh, you're going to try things.
Yeah, you're going to try stuff. You're going to have stuff in your mouth that you haven't had in your mouth in a long time.
Put it in your mouth.
So we're going to bring in a caller.
Turn to the right.
The caller will be told, without Chuck and Dan hearing it, what the item is going to be that will be put in their mouths. And all you have to do is try to figure out, will they recognize it? Will they know what will be in their mouth? Okay.
I have a question.
Yeah, sure.
Is everything that I will put in my mouth today something that, for instance, you would put in your mouth if you had sight? If you, like, just normal, regular items?
I don't know exactly. They haven't run. Let me look at the list.
Wait. You know what's on the list.
What you originally told me, Chuck, was no sugar and nothing that is spoiled.
What do you think of that? Is that good for you? So it's like a kid who behaves.
Dan, you said you were willing to put anything in your mouth.
I did not say that. A handful of screws and bolts.
What a great day.
No sugar.
No, these are edible items, right? Is that where we're? Okay. So the callers, again, you'll know what it is, and then you'll just have to predict whether Chuck and Dan can recognize it. Yes, Dan?
If I know what it is, do I say it?
That's sort of the goal, right?
Wow, you just caught on.
I mean, that's the whole idea, yes. Yeah, you're trying to.
I just want to make sure that I'm in on the joke this time.
Passive-aggressive guy! Okay. All right, let me bring in a caller. Here is Michael, our first contestant. Again, you're playing for Braves tickets, Boca to Show, dining cards, and more. Whatever crap we found in the back.
Oh, God.
Michael is on the fan with Chuck and Chernoff to play What's in Your Mouth. Hi, Michael. How are you?
Hey, Matt. How are you?
Doing wonderful, my friend. So, we're going to take you away so these guys can't hear it, but Brian Hoyt is going to tell you what's about to be fed to the gentleman. Michael, take a listen.
Chuck will be having French vanilla syrup.
Hey guys, now, who are we feeding both of them at the same time? What are we going, Chuck first? Okay, we're going to go Chuck first. So Michael has been told now, Chuck.
Okay. Oh,
what is about to be in your mouth?
I'm apprehensive.
Here comes Brandon Joseph. You can watch this on the 680 The Fan app as well.
I'm apprehensive.
Hold on, Chuck, before you put it in your mouth, Mike, do you think Chuck will know what's going to be in his mouth?
Yeah, I think he'll get it.
All right, he thinks you're going to get it. Brandon Joseph is feeding Chuck.
Open your mouth, I'm going to feed you.
Chuck,
open your mouth.
Wait a minute.
Brandon Joseph is feeding him right now.
Is this like...
Open your mouth, please.
like an oyster, you just...
Open wide, say ah.
Put it in your mouth.
Here we go. Chuck is now being fed by Brandon Joseph. It's in his mouth. Oh, it fell off his tongue. It was up, it was down. Chuck, do you recognize what that is in your mouth?
And on my chest.
Do you know what it is? Mike thinks you'll recognize it. I need an answer.
I got no clue what the hell that is. No.
That was not in your mouth.
You were looking for French vanilla syrup. French vanilla syrup.
That's sugar free.
That's what you're looking for. So, Michael.
I don't think you're going to spike. I think you're going
to
be okay.
I'm sorry. You are not a winner. Michael, let me welcome in Mark, our next contestant, to play What's in Your Mouth. Mark, how are you?
Hey, Matt, it's Friday. I'm doing great.
I love to hear that, my friend. So Hoyt's going to tell you. Is this going to go to Dan next? Okay. So Hoyt's going to tell you what's going in Dan's mouth. Take a listen while I tell the audience. Dan Matthews has got his blindfold on. Brandon Joseph has got the food item and a spoon. Again, you can watch this on the 6-8 of the Fan app. Wait a minute before you feed him. Yes, Chuck.
I do have a... I said it may be easier to actually have the contestant hold it and, like, I...
Okay, no, this is not what you feel like in your hand. This
is
what's in your mouth.
It's going to be like we checked Uncle Chuck into the home.
Okay, Mark.
I mean, that's what's...
Mark, do you think Dan Matthews will recognize what's in his mouth?
Spam.
Yeah, I think so.
All right,
let's
Mark,
go, Dan.
There we go.
All right,
Brandon Joseph is going to feed him. Dan Matthews is putting it in his mouth. Mark says he will recognize
it.
Dan, do you know what's in your mouth?
I don't think I...
Want to take a guess? Describe, what is it? Give me texture.
Is it ham?
That was not in your mouth.
I'm so sorry. That was actually spam is what you were looking for there. Spam was in your mouth.
Not bad.
Dan is taking the blindfold off. He is spitting out the food. He did not like the spam. Mark, I'm sorry. You are not a winner. I apologize. We want to give away Braves tickets and Fogo to Sean dining cards.
God, that was awful.
Let me welcome in Sean, our next contestant, to see
pan fried a little bit.
If he can recognize what's going to go into Chuck's mouth. Hi, Sean. How are you?
Good, Matt. How are you?
We're doing very well. Hoity's going to tell you the food item that's about to go in Chuck's mouth. So while you do that.
Relish.
Sean is finding out. All right, Sean now knows. Do not put the food in your mouth yet. Sean, do you think Chuck will recognize what's going in his mouth?
Absolutely.
All right, Chuck, he says you will.
Again, oyster, right? Just down.
All right.
All right.
Here we go. Chuck is now tipping the cup back. We're seeing it. It's in his mouth. It is in his mouth. He took it down like a shot.
Put it in your mouth.
What a warrior, Chuck. Do you recognize what that is in your mouth? Because Sean thinks you'll recognize
it. Chopped up pickle.
Was in your mouth.
Hey, all right.
Trash can. All right. Congratulations, Sean. Let me welcome in Grant the intern to tell you what you've won.
You've won a dining card to Fogo de Chão, where you can experience their new premium cuts, including the bone-in ribeye and bone-in double-cut pork chop that both marvel in flavor. Enjoy a culinary experience and the best place to discover new favorites, and no trip to Fogo is complete without a visit to the market table. Full of a variety of fresh fruits, vegetables, and imported cheeses, you can make a reservation now at Fogo.com. Back to you, Matthew.
Grant, it's your level of excitement that always seems to get me excited.
Hi, Grant. Wherever you are.
Hello.
What's the problem? Don't talk to Grant. He's behind
a
wall. Who do we want? Here's Dustin, our next contestant, to find out what's in Dan's mouth. Dan will be our next contestant. Dustin, how are you?
Could not be any better.
I'd love to hear it, man. We have some excited contestants today. Dustin, hold on. Hoyt is going to tell you the item that will be put in Dan's mouth.
Cat
and I'll
food.
Remind the audience.
It will
you can
be
watch
dry
this on the app.
Cat
Dan
food.
And Chuck are blindfolded. They can't see it. Brandon Joseph is feeding them like a child. All right, here we go, Brandon Joseph. Now, Dan, once you put it in your mouth, describe it for me. Don't just guess a food item. Maybe tell us texture and smells and those type of things, okay? All right, here goes Dan. Ooh. He said, ooh, I kind of likes the smell of it. It is in his mouth. What is chewy? Is it soft? What do you got?
It kind of feels like cereal.
Cereal.
A little bit.
Do you have a guess of a specific cereal?
Oh, Rice Krispies?
Do you like it?
Yeah, it's actually pretty
good. You like it? Is it Rice Krispies?
That was not in your mouth.
Sorry, Dustin.
Dan, I'm sorry to tell
I
you.
I failed you.
That was cat food.
Really?
You liked it. Bruno, my cat, loves that stuff.
Hey, you know, I mean, inflation times are tough. You got to make some information.
Right, you found something that you liked.
Wow. Tastes like cereal.
Kitty kibbles. I like it very much.
Now it's actually starting to take a turn.
I get you. All right. Let me welcome in Ash.
Whoa. What the hell was that?
That was cat food.
No.
No. Not, what do you mean no? It was cat food.
No.
It's fine. You have cats. You love cats.
I don't want to play.
Ashley, your next contestant here on What's in Your Mouth. How are you?
Are you currently with man?
I am with man.
Oh, hi.
You ever been pregnant? Lose, please. Ashley, you don't have to answer either any of these questions.
I don't want cat food.
You don't have to worry about it. Ashley, so Chuck Oliver is going to be our next contestant here with something going in his mouth. Brian Hoyt will tell you right now.
Sugar-free strawberry yogurt.
Chuck is blindfolded. Wait, Chuck, if you would wait for a second. Let me ask Ashley. Ashley, do you think Chuck will recognize what's going in his mouth?
Yes.
All right. Ashley thinks he will. Chuck, if you would smell, give us a texture. What do you think? Ashley thinks you'll recognize it.
Put it in your mouth. Is this for human consumption or is this like from Hollywood feed?
This is just something you would recognize pretty standard fare.
What?
You'll be fine.
I can't say too much. This is not what's in Matt's mouth.
What's in my mouth?
Here we go. Chuck is sniffing it. He is going to shoot it. Here it goes. It is in his mouth. Again, you can watch this on the app. Chuck, what are you tasting before you give us a guess? What do you think? He's making a face. What are you tasting there? It's like watching Tom Hanks eat the caviar in Big.
It's like not very tasty. Either pudding or mayonnaise.
Was not in your mouth.
No, that was Chuck. You were looking for strawberry yogurt.
Very close.
Ashley, I'm very sorry you weren't a winner.
Damn it.
Chuck could not realize and recognize what was in his mouth. That's too bad. Let me welcome in. We're trying to give away Braves tickets and FOGO to Shone dining cards.
Somebody put Grant to work.
Here is James, our next contestant. James, how are you?
Good. How are you, Matthew?
Doing very well, my friend. So Dan Matthews is going to put something in his mouth. Brian Hoyt will tell you what it is now.
Clove
while
of
he's
garlic.
Doing that, I'll get
an entire
the audience on the
clove
app. You can see
of
Dan
garlic.
Has got a wonderful blindfold off. Brandon Joseph is giving him the item. Don't put it in your mouth yet.
Just tell me when.
James?
I'm going to say yes.
Are you? James thinks
yes.
You're going to recognize what's in your mouth.
Here put it in your mouth.
Dan, describe if you want a smell, a texture.
All right. No, not much of a smell.
Okay. Is it in your mouth? It's
yeah,
in his
it
mouth.
It is.
It is in his mouth. He's chewing it. He doesn't look comfortable. It's on one side of his mouth. What are you smelling? What do you have there?
The taste.
The taste.
So guess now, right?
Go ahead.
Garlic.
That was in your mouth.
Good. James, congratulations. You are a winner. Let me bring in Grant the intern to tell you about your prize.
You won a pair of tickets to see the Atlanta Braves play the Padres this weekend at Truist Park. Weed is legal in Cali, so the Padres will be blazed out of their minds and not really into the series. So expect more hits from the Braves than a game of Puff Puff Pass on a college campus. All because you knew what was in the mouth of Chuck and Chernoff. Back to you, Matt.
Thank you, Grant. Johnny Tuna does not have that delivery like Grant. Here's our next contestant. That was James. James, thank you.
How much more stuff's going in my mouth?
So we go back to Chuck on this one. Let me talk to Tim, who's on the fan with Chuck and Chernoff. Tim, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. This is by far the best game y'all have ever played.
Don't God say it. You, don't tell us that. Tim,
no, not even close.
Brian Hoyt is going to tell you what's about to go in Chuck's mouth.
Barbecue sauce.
While I tell the audience again, Chuck is blindfolded, a black blindfold. He looked very comfortable putting it on. All right, Tim, do you think Chuck will recognize what's about to go in his mouth?
Yes, he will recognize that.
All right, Chuck.
Yes.
Here comes Brandon Joseph with the item, and Tim believes you will recognize it. Take a smell, if you would, before...
Put it in your mouth.
Thank you, Domino.
Melts in your mouth,
thank you.
On your hands.
All right, it's Chuck, what are you noticing there about the smell? What are you noticing there?
This is familiar.
Is it familiar? All right.
Thank
you. You like the smell? Is it alluring?
What's
condiment.
In my mouth?
Nothing yet.
It's sort of condiment-ish.
Is it a condiment? Okay. You ready? Why are you putting your finger in it? You're not allowed to do that.
We're in a pandemic.
Chuck is now. Oh. It's on his tongue. It's in his mouth. It is in his mouth. He's chomping. Do you reckon? Oh, tongue is out.
Is that ketchup?
That was in your mouth.
Hey! Ketchup has sugar in it.
Oh, no.
No, it's sugar free. No, no, okay. It's sugar free.
All right,
free.
All right.
All right. Congratulations to Tim. You are a winner. Here's Grant the intern to tell you more about your prize.
You won a pair of tickets to see the Atlanta Braves play the Padres this weekend at Truist Park. You don't have to wake up and find the game on some streaming service that you've never heard of, because you will be there in person. Now back to the guy who never wakes up before 11:30 a.m. on a Sunday, Matt.
Oh, I wish. Thank you, Grant. Here's our final contestant. Here is, let's do Chris. Chris, you're on the fan to find out if you can recognize what's about to go into Dan's mouth. How are you, Chris?
Doing great.
Doing great. So, Brian Hoyt is going to tell Chris what's going into Dan's mouth. And while he does that,
it's a
remind
red
the audience, Dan, very nattily attired in his white blindfold.
Pepper.
Brandon Joseph has the food
habanero
item with him.
Pepper.
Yes, I went with a more formal 8 o'clock look.
Correct. And I now don't put it in your mouth just yet. I'm going to ask.
Put it in your mouth.
Let me ask Chris. Chris, do you think Dan will recognize what's in his mouth?
Yeah, he's going to get this one finally.
He's going to get this one. Okay, so
well, I
Dan.
Guess last.
Yeah. Dan, smell it first. Tell me what you notice there.
Kind of sour smelling a little bit.
It's a sour smell, you say. It's in his mouth. He went all in on this one. Wow, that was what a shot you just did. Now it's out of his mouth. It's out of his mouth.
Put it in your mouth.
He spit it out.
That is a really hot ass pepper.
That was in your mouth.
A hot ass pepper. Yes. Congratulations.
It's like progressively getting hotter, too.
Is it? Do you have any milk? Do you want anything there?
Get my yogurt. Get the yogurt.
Where's the yogurt? Help him out there.
Gotta be some dairy. It's the only thing that'll work, dog.
While you do that, Grant the intern's about to tell Chris about his prize.
You want a pair of tickets to see the Atlanta Braves play the Padres this weekend at Truist Park. Make sure you go to the Sunrise Service of Church because you have things to do by noon. The Lord understands, and he'll be with you because you won on Chuck and Chernoff.
Thank you, Grant. Can we do one more with Dan? Dan, you mind doing one more?
I mean, it's not alive, is it?
No, it's... Do you not trust us at all?
No, I mean, I trust you, but, okay. You know, I just have to ask these questions.
I got one more contestant and one more prize to give away. Brad, you're a final contestant. Brad, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Matt?
Doing great today. So, Brian Hoyt's going to tell you what's about
still
to go
lingering.
In. What's about to go in Dan's mouth, it's our final item. Not
wasabi.
Yet, Dan. Hold off on
wasabi.
It.
Wasabi.
Right now, Hoyt has told Brad. All right, Brad, if you would, tell me, do you think Dan will recognize what's about to go in his mouth?
Put it in your mouth.
Yeah, that was pretty. Yeah, he can get this one.
All
yeah.
right, so here we go. Brandon Joseph has handed in the item. What do you smell there, Dan?
Really tangy.
Really what?
It's tangy smelling.
It's tangy. It's about to go in your mouth. It's tangy. All right, here it goes. The tangy is in Dan's mouth.
Mm.
All right. It's this tangy still.
Holy hell.
What's wrong, Dan?
Oh.
It's in his mouth. Dan is cringing.
Put it in your mouth.
Dan is,
if Dan had trust issues before.
Dan, what are you noticing there about what's in your mouth?
It's a tie between, it's really tangy and boy, it's got a kick.
Does it now?
Yeah, I mean, I had allergies, but no longer.
I'd hold on to that. So yes. What do you think's in your mouth?
Wasabi.
That was in your mouth.
Yeah! Way to go, woo! Dan. Excellent job. Brad, you're a winner. Here's Grant the intern to tell you more about your prize.
You won a 680 The Fan prize pack. We tried giving this away over a month ago, but the guy couldn't be bothered to claim it, so we're giving it to you. Unworn and unwashed, it has that new T-shirt and hat smell, and it's all yours.
What a gift! Everybody else got Braves tickets and photo show dining cards, and Brad got the crappy 680 gift pack.
It's with love.
All right, Brad, hold on. We'll get some info from you. You're a big winner, and all of you guys are winners for being a part of
What's in My Mouth.
Very good, everybody. Oh, excellent job. Again, still a sponsor needed here for game. No, I'm sorry. We don't need. We got Fogo to Shown. Gosh, I'm so excited. What a great job. Dan, thank you.
That was awesome. That was
Chuck
great.
Oliver, excellent job. You guys did great. I'm very proud
Dr.
of both
Miller
of you.
Dr. Miller will be proud.
You made Dr. Miller proud.
Spring is here and baseball is back. You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.